Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
When Paul introduced his second letter to the Corinthians, he used the word suffering 10 times in just 5 verses. But he also used the word affliction, referring to what causes suffering and how it impacted him and his fellow missionaries. Notice what Paul wrote in verse 8 of chapter 1.
We don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of our affliction that took place in Asia. We were completely overwhelmed beyond our strength, so that we even despaired of life itself.
Some of you listening today can identify with Paul's words. You may be completely overwhelmed and despairing of life itself, or if you're not experiencing this kind of suffering, you know those who are. What is the spiritual lesson we can learn from Paul's experience? Well, clearly, it's the importance of prayer. Praying for others who are experiencing this kind of suffering. Listen to Paul's request from the Corinthians.
He has delivered us from such a terrible death, and he will deliver us. We have put our hope in him that he will deliver us again, while you join in helping us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gift that came to us through the prayers of many.
Well, clearly, Paul and his missionary companions experienced encouragement and even deliverance because of other Christians praying for them. And all of us know Christians who are suffering, and God wants to use all of us to bring comfort. Let's remember this principle. When comforting others who are suffering, we should combine our concern with corporate prayer.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.